This is Ouch My Wallet, hosted by Robert Simmons, a production of the TF Talk Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ouch My Wallet for January 8th, 2020, part of the TF Talk Network. As usual, I'm your host, Rob. With me tonight, we have Paul.
Hello.
Lucas.
Hey.
And Rick.
Greetings, people of Earth.
So, this is our usually weekly show. We should be back on a pretty normal cadence now, Wednesday nights here on YouTube, where we're just going to talk about what toys we've bought lately and generally derail pretty quickly into random nonsense and whatever other strikes our fancy.
Are we still doing stuff we got for Christmas?
If you want to.
Well, we have not had a show since then, so...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So,
because tonight it's Ouch My Wife's Wallet.
Well, kick it off. Kick it off, Rick.
All right. Well, for... All right, I'm going to start off with the big guns.
Oh, wow.
So, you know what? I make it easy for my wife. I like to send her a detailed list of items that I would appreciate. And she usually gets me
You also send her, like, links to where to purchase it at?
Yes. Yes. Preferred retailer, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. So usually, as has been our tradition for the last 20 years, she gets me none of them. This year, however, she sent me a link and said, oh, you can get me this. Not... hey, maybe get this. No, you can get me this. So I got her some, I don't know, some Pottery Barn robe.
So you're like, let me borrow your credit card, honey, and I'll purchase those gifts for you.
No, I paid for this with Rick money. Don't ask me what I did to get it.
Rare.
So I got one day a box from Big Bad Toy Store shows up, and I'm like, I didn't ship anything. So instantly I realized, oh, this must be my Christmas gift. Let me not open it. And so she didn't even wrap it. She just put a bow on the Big Bad Toy Store brown box.
Pretty good.
I put, like, some heart into it and stuff. You know, I wrap...
Gift wrapping's bullshit, bad. Especially for adults.
You know what? I
tried
that I'm the man who wraps all the gifts for the girls.
I mean, I do the gift wrapping in my house, too. That's funny.
But I, like, my shit's legit.
So, are you guys, like, professional rappers where you do, like, a fantastic job? Or are you like me, where I'm just like, all right, there is wrapping paper on it and some tape, like...
Yeah, you just... It's like a saran wrap or something.
I do a decent
job. I know how to do ends and corners and stuff. Like, I don't overstress it. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect or professional, but it's decent. Like, the most my wife will do is toss it in a gift bag and, like, put some of the wrapping or the crinkly paper on top.
That's bullshit for Christmas. That's a birthday thing.
Yeah. Well, some things are just, they're too odd shaped. Trying to wrap them's a pain in the ass, unless you have another box to put them in, and screw that.
Right. So I you know, there's geometry involved, everything with me. So, coincidentally, I also cook most of the meals in the house. But anyway, so she got me something that now has forced me to get the other one.
Oh, dear.
She got me the Mega Action Series Moss O2 Megatron.
So that's officially licensed.
This is a real thing. Yeah, this is a real thing.
And this is a different Moss than the one third-party Moss. Just
Yeah, that Moss doesn't exist anymore.
What is that company that made that?
This is...
I thought it was MAS.
Toy Alliance.
Toy Alliance. And yeah, it's MAS. It's not Moss with two A's.
It's like Mega Action something.
Yeah.
Well,
and so they have a Megatron and a Prime.
Yeah, and then there's a Nemesis Prime. But people, you know, people call it TFYLP. It's actually TFLIP. So, or IDW. It's IDWA.
Wow, so those are new jokes.
There was supposed to be a Soundwave too. They showed one off like two years ago.
Don't judge me, Rob.
Never came out.
It's 2020. Get some new material.
I know. So anyway, I had to order the Optimus now. That forced my hand.
So you haven't opened it yet?
No, that's gonna be an episode of Cut the Tape this week.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm a film that episode as soon as we're done with this.
I refused to buy those, not because I don't want them. It's because there was like that. It came out at the tail end of that time period where there were all these giant,
so big,
like, licensed non-transforming Transformers, and I bought the Hot Toys Optimus. I bought the Ultimetal Optimus, and then that came out.
Well, that's your fault, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, for wanting to get something as it come out, and then because those were like, the Ultimetal Prime was ridiculous, so expensive, and then that came out. It's almost the same size. It looks just as good, and it's like $200. So,
well, and they've been running clearance sales on them too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You can get them even cheaper. So,
yeah, I feel like
they're down for like $125 now.
Don't most statues end up on clearance? Like statues and busts. It feels like just because, like,
yeah,
they have to make
not the Prime One Studios.
Really,
it depends on the statue. I think there's some, like, I think some of the movie statues are actually pretty well in demand, and those have sold out and are actually worth more. But like, yeah, like a lot of the ones, I think, especially the ones that aren't accurate, I think end up like going on clearance.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think the Hard Hero ones are pretty cartoon accurate.
Yeah, the bus.
They made a lot of those, and I think that line's been running for $5.
2000?
No, they'd only...
Or like early 2000?
No.
That line started?
It was only 2 years that they had the license. But they put out four statues, and 12 busts?
That's got to be the longest, like, non-transforming figure line. You know, like, officially licensed thing that lasted that long. You know, it wasn't by Hasbro. Like, at least statues and busts and things, right? I can't think of anybody.
No,
else.
I would say Diamond. Yeah, I would say Diamond's statue line.
Okay.
The Diamond statue line. I mean, there's over 40 pieces of that.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about that, obviously.
Yeah, those are more like hyper style. Interpretations of the statues. I think Palisades put out
a lot of Palisades.
Palisades put out, I think, maybe 8-9 pieces. I'm all over the statue scene. Not the Prime One Studios, though. Those are...
Yeah, that's another world. It's just like a whole other universe.
That's a professional statue collector world.
Yeah.
Alright, so who wants to Absolutely. Go next? Lucas or
Paul? Oh, I get to choose.
Oh, go for it.
I choose Paul. And then Paul gets to choose.
Well, the rules change as the world turns.
What are the rules?
Okay, I'll go with... this is a few figures. You know, before the show, I was like, you know, I really... Every time it's time for Ultra Wallet, I'm like, oh, I don't buy a lot of Transformers for myself. You know, like, I don't do that. I'm wrong. I always...
You start thinking, I got all kinds of bullshit.
Yeah, I'm a...
Just
I'm,
look at all those...
Start matches. Collecting Cyberverse.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got here. I got the Deluxes. I don't know if you... These are actually really good toys for that toy line. Like this...
This is the McAdam Build-A-Figure wave, right?
Yeah, and that's... I was going to just quickly show them all. Like, this is what you can essentially make of him. You can make, like, almost a half of him. And one of his arms that you can't connect, so, his, like, forearm is here.
So Anna was telling us on Microcasters last night that the McAdam toy felt really terrible. Do you agree with that, or...?
I mean, it's not... Anna, like, that she has a... As soon as she sees or touches something, she has a meter in her head, you know, like, constantly. I don't have... The meter isn't there. Like, I never even considered, like, oh, this isn't a great toy. Because it's like, I'm just like, oh, it's gonna be McAdam. It's. I mean, it doesn't transform, so of course she hates it.
So let me ask you: do the figures that have the Build-A-Figure transform?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're cool transformations. Like, they're probably the best Cyberverse figures.
They absolutely are. I mean,
I literally have a pile of like 20 Cyberverse figures that I haven't opened yet, just because they're awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're generally bad, but I mean, these are. You know, these are deluxes. It's not like, you know, that's why those were called Warrior. They're a different price point, and they're, you know, they're not as good. I wouldn't say these are necessarily on par with the Generations Deluxe, but it's still the these are the best.
It's closer.
This is what people wanted when the Cyberverse first came out. And these right. are better than, like, Robots in Disguise like, toys.
You can right. tell the plastic quality between, like, a Studio Series line or the Siege line versus some of the early Cyberverse stuff. Does McAdam feels like good plastic, like Studio Series and Siege? Or does it feel like the kind of cheaper Cyberverse-style plastic?
It's definitely Cyberverse. Okay. It definitely yeah. is. Okay. Like, it's... It, but it has paint apps and it's solid, you know. But it's all big, beefy ball joints, you know, for the parts and stuff. It's fine for what it is. It's fine. It's not like a Marvel Legends Build-A-Figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
well, I know that's Shockwave. It's reminding me of the RID 2012 or 13 line of toys. These four here are. They're kind of looking like yeah. that.
I think they're still better than those.
Really. Though. I thought those were some really yes. fun toys. Like, they're not collector grade, but...
Yeah.
What is he trying
I think
to
say? The only thing that bums me out about those figures is the plastic. Like, the articulation is really great. Like, the transformation's pretty good and everything. It's just, it has good paint apps. Just the plastic is still... I don't know. And it, I don't know if they just have a certain type of plastic that they use for kids' lines or what, but...
Probably. I'm just, you know, I like the show. I think the show is quite good as far as fiction goes for children. It's still for children, by the way. But I think I was really excited when these got announced, and so I'm glad to finally have them. And I'm gonna, as long as there's a character I want, I'm gonna get it of this style.
Hey Rick, so we were talking about the McAdam figure last night on Microcasters, you need to, any of you still have contacts at Hasbro, you need to make them do the McAdam Build-A-Figure as a single release. You know, preferably with maybe better detail or something as like San Diego Comic-Con or some crap.
I'm sure it's coming.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the, what was it, the Groot Build-A-Figure, eventually they put that out as like a Toys R Us exclusive the following year.
Yeah. But Transmutate never got a release. So, which I think was
no, but
first.
That was a different time. That was a different time, though.
Yeah. I think that was the first Transformer Build-A-Figure.
Yeah, that was 2005.
Yep.
Jesus.
So,
was it? No, it wasn't 2005.
It was 2000. It was, yeah. It was the year 2005.
Yep. I mean, I like the fact that they're doing this Build-A-Figure thing. It creates some congruency between the Hasbro, you know, boy brands, or, I mean... Transformers
whoa,
is
whoa.
Not a gendered brand anymore. Yeah. But I just think I think it's really cool to see how they've taken some of the successes of like Star Wars Black Series and the Marvel Legends and have been able to apply it to Transformers, like integrated in there slowly but surely with Studio Series and now even Cyberverse with the Build-A-Figure. So it kind of blows that it's going to take 8 toys to put this guy together. Yeah. And it's not like wave one and then 4 new characters in wave 2. They're actually splitting it up beyond that, so it's going to be kind of a...
It's like Devastator. It's like Studio City Series Devastator.
Yes, it is.
Well, if they do McAdam as a single release, I'll pick it up somehow, but I'm not buying all the Cyberverse figures.
Big pile of regret.
Nah. I don't care that much.
I mean, if you watch the show, maybe you'd be more into it, but I can't imagine show.
You've said enough good about it. The episodes are short enough that it's not a big commitment to like, all right, fine, I'll spend another 12 minutes and watch an episode.
Yeah. The first season is hard to get through, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everyone has said that once you get to season 2, that for adults, it's more enjoyable. So we'll see.
Well, it's more of a normal story. Lucas, I guess it's you.
All right, well, I only have a couple things, and they're a little more expensive. So I guess the first thing I'm going to show off here is...
I knew it was going to be a statue. I could tell.
Do you hear?
Yeah.
So I got myself...
Cube.
Talking about statues. So I got myself a statue. You another bastard. One. So, so I've been selling some stuff. So I said, you know what, kidneys. Once I sell... Once I sell enough to, you know, buy the statue, then I'll get it. So I went ahead and I got this just shortly after Christmas. But so this is my display here. This is the Imaginarium Art Megatron. This is their Legacy of Cybertron series, which is like a little bit smaller statues. So, but
I'm happy with that purchase.
So
happy with that.
So, yeah.
Does it fit in with like I know you have like that big Prime statue and you got like Jazz and a few others. Is this the same series as the Prime, or is it going to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so pretty much like I've got a couple of Besta cabinets upstairs that are, you know, well lit and whatever. And so I have the Prime, the Jazz, the Starscream, I've got this, and then I have Ironhide coming. And then I also have the 3A Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Kind of with it too. So my plan is I want to get that 3A or 3-0 Soundwave that's coming out, because I think it'll be close enough, and then I'll put them with this, because the Imaginarium Art actually does have a Soundwave they released, but it's massive. It's like, I think it's like 30 some inches or whatever, just like too big for my display. And it wouldn't fit in with this just because it'd be too big. So yeah.
Where are you gonna draw the line on statues? Are you gonna like collect this entire line here, or until they quit, or
I don't think that I will, just because I don't have enough display space. So like pretty much I'm trying to fit I have two bookcases upstairs that are like with glass and well lit and whatever, and so I don't really have the room to, like, I think that this line, they had announced that they're doing 12 total, and so I just don't know that I'm going to have the room to do all of them. So I think it's going to end here, but I mean, I guess we'll see if I can somehow convince my wife to let me get another bookcase or something or two.
Once you got the display looking nice and it's full, you're just going to be like, that's it.
No, right, just do what I do. Just
fill the garage.
Do what you want. Yeah, just do.
But
just
I mean, I think at the end of the day though, I mean, like, I'm getting.
What, she didn't leave?
Y'all got kids together. Yeah. She can't get away.
My wife's cool about it. She's fine. Like, is, you know, like we're saving and putting food on the table. We're okay. So, and again, it's not like I'm getting a new statue every week. Like, I'm, you know, I got the Optimus, you know, several months back, and I've gotten this one, and I've funded it with sales of other figures too. So, Like, I've got, you know, the Optimus, the Bumblebee, you know, Jazz, I'm going to, you know, get Ironhide, Starscream, Megatron, and then once I get that 3-0 Soundwave, I mean, that pretty much is, kind of encapsulates a lot of the main characters. I mean, there's a couple, you know, Prowl and some of those that aren't in there, but...
Yeah.
So. Cool. So yeah, that's my...
All right.
Ouch, my wallet.
All right, well,
Robert.
I'm not going to go over this too long, but I picked up Masterpiece Hound.
Hey!
And again, if you checked out Microcasters last night on Facebook, I was a special guest, because I was Anna was the only normal cast member who had the toy. So we talked about it. As you can see, I did finish getting it into Jeep mode. The transformation...
It actually took you this long until...
He had a call out of work to... He's like, listen, I got a thing I'm doing. I'm going to be all day, man.
There's one thing that caught me, and because, you know, I don't use instructions too much, that helps me learn the toy, and it's just part of the fun, the puzzle aspect for me. There's these little gray flaps inside here, and I didn't know which way to position them, and that took me way too long. I finally gave up, looked at a YouTube video, because the instructions that came with this are actually pretty crap. You know, it's a detailed figure, and it's all the line work that's black and white, and they, like, shade half of it gray when it's the piece that moves. And it's like, how was that lined up? You can't really tell.
Don't you love instructions that just say, change, change, change?
Well, and not to mention, especially with detailed figures, but even non-detailed figures, like even Studio Series stuff, the hard part is always getting them back into vehicle mode or beast mode, whatever that is. And they don't give those instructions. They just say, you know, reverse the order. Thanks, guy. You need to tell me how to line things up. Anyways, that was the hard part getting the Jeep. I lost too much time on that, but... after that, you know.
So this is one thing that's somewhat annoying is like, okay, I understand crappy instructions on a Hasbro figure that's like $20.
Yeah.
But for a figure that you're paying that much money on, like, they can't take actual pictures or some, or like, you know, colored instructions and actually have it going both ways.
Not need a magnifying glass?
I don't know.
Well, remember that brief time, like, in Generations 30th and Prime Beast Hunters, we had huge instructions. Like, it was almost ridiculously huge, but it was great.
Yeah, they were so big.
You know, there was a lot to say about it positive, but the instructions for this were crap. But ultimately, it's not too bad. I mean, the arms fold up and go under the hood, and the feet and legs fold up and go into the feet, rather. The legs do. Knocked off his tire. But it wasn't too bad. But yeah, he's a... I'm sure most of you know about it. You can hear us ramble about it for, like, what, 45 minutes, an hour last night?
Yeah.
But... he's great. If you're into Masterpiece, this is, since they came back with Masterpiece Prime, this is really, a lot of people call it a return to form. It's very much like in the vein of Sunstreaker. But he's awesome. He's great. Yeah.
What do you think of the canopy?
I like that it gives us weapon and part storage. I just absolutely love it when things do it. Like Solo Chogokin, the Voltron and Vehicle Voltron, yeah. Both of those have bases where you can put all the extra weapons and integrate it in your display, and I really like that. So I like that it has that. The soft top itself is kind of meh. It doesn't really tab in. You just kind of... well, I can't do it. You can transform this gun around and keep it on there while you do it, but I'll just take it off for now. It, like, you slide it on, and then it just kind of, like, grooves into place, but it doesn't really tab in, and it's kind of meh. So, I mean, it's that thing from that one episode, and it works as weapon storage, so I like it from that. But, I mean...
so, did I... pop it on there. Did I imagine this, or... can he hold that, like, as a shield for some reason?
There's a handle. Except that middle gray piece is the handle. And you see, it's got the typical Masterpiece peg system where it pegs into the hand. But it's mainly great as weapon storage. I mean, it even stores the extra faces, which is super nice. So... it's cool. And then, you know, it comes with Spike, that is the Spike we've gotten, but it's larger for some reason. He has holes in his feet that no one knows what they're for. They don't have magnets in it, but it looks like he has a magnet in the back.
Is he Human Alliance size?
He's about that size, yeah. I don't have one on hand. I don't want to leave to go get it. But he's about that size, and it's mainly because in car mode, the Jeep is much bigger, and he looks natural sitting in it. At this size, if you put like the MP44 size Spike, it looks dumb. And part of that's just, you know, mass shifting in Transformers universe.
Yeah.
But he comes with a hologram as well, but isn't articulated at all. Not that it necessarily needs to be. This is just for car mode. And, you know, he comes with his hologram projector gun thingy as well. So he's got a bunch of cool accessories. But yeah, he's a good release. I think people that really didn't like B, which they had plenty of reasons, and they had some gripes about Prime, and there's some valid criticism for that too. I don't think this guy has any of that, other than, you know, people don't like the new pricing structure for Masterpiece, which, what are you gonna do? So
cry about it.
I got
on the internet.
I got another little thing, if we can circle back.
Yeah. And that's what we do. We make rounds until we get
I
up.
Got a this was on the list that I sent to my wife, and I told my buddy about it, and apparently he went to the Hasbro warehouse sale.
Oh, nice.
These were $10 a pop.
You got one of the $10 Omegas.
$10.
He bought four of them.
They limited you to like, four or five.
Rick, I don't know, but he's like, Rick, Merry Christmas.
Aw.
Thank you, Saul. I'm very happy with him. Very, very good figure.
Eddie in the chat asks if I think the plastic quality has changed from the older MPs. There's no diecast in this, but there wasn't in our early cars either. I don't know if any of the Carbots have diecast. It feels the same to me as that quality. Yeah. Would you?
Well, some of them have diecast, right?
Some of them do, but yeah, not the Carbots.
Usually in the feet.
I don't think the Carbots do. But would you agree with that, Lucas, Paul? Do you think the Masterpiece, the plastic feel has changed any?
No. I think it's been pretty much the same. I think the only change really has been they put more paint on it now than they used to.
And they upped the engineering a lot.
Yeah, well, I think as the engineering changes, the plastic tolerance or plastic consistency needs to change in order for them, for certain parts to be smaller yet retain their stability. So I think in that sense, they might have changed the chemical formula of the plastic.
But it doesn't feel feel better or worse. It still feels good.
Yeah. Just like the original. It feels, I think you're paying, you're getting what you're paying for.
Yeah. So yeah, Omega, I think you haven't opened him yet.
Oh, I have. Oh. I have.
What do you think of him?
Yes, I have. He's over there. You know what? I have that, I have Gabriel.
Gabriel's so good.
The DX9. And he's so nice that this was just kind of like repetitive almost. You know, the one thing that bothered me about this Omega Supreme, it's that goddamn claw. It's clear plastic. Yeah. Why does that need to be clear plastic? It's the and the eyes aren't blue. So
I mean, the claw is supposed to be like flames as it rockets into the outer space.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong on that.
No, I'm right.
I think
imagination.
It looks cool. I don't know. I actually thought
most rockets don't have a fucking claw. Okay, so it doesn't make sense in real life. It's supposed to be fire. That's why they did it that way. John Warden said so.
I actually thought that.
Don't try and retcon it, Paul.
I actually liked the Omega compared to Gabriel. Like, I thought it was like. It was, the transformation was different enough. The look was different enough. It's like a fun toy. I mean, not that Gabriel's like, you know, it's fun as well. But I feel like Gabriel's like the super nice one that you're like putting in your nice display. Right. And that the, you know, this Omega is like the one that you just pull out with your kids and the MicroMasters and all that. So like, I had a fair amount of fun like with that. And I think it's the best quality of the Titans that they've done. That's what I liked about it too. Like mine at least didn't have any QC issues. So
it looked cool.
I'll agree.
Go ahead.
I think my issues are superficial as far as the colors, but engineering is good. Quality is good. I'm happy with it. I'm like 92.3% sure this is being retooled into Scorponok.
Interesting. I'm surprised that they sold that for $10. Like, I know prices in toys are made up. Like, I get that, like, the retail price. And there's usually a mark of at least 50% on that stuff. Yeah. You know, because, you know, there's exchange of hands goes to a lot of money. But at $10, they lost money on the manufacturing cost on that.
Yeah.
Even then.
So, at the Hasbro employee store, something like this for the employees would have been... roughly cost, this would have been around $55. Yeah,
that's what I would expect.
Yeah, because I got the big AT-ATs from Star Wars when they came out, whenever that was, and they were $55. Store.
That's just so $10. I mean, great, but I'm surprised.
Just gotta make space. Gotta make space.
Yeah,
which is why I didn't buy it, because I don't have space.
It's either that or destroy it, you know? That's probably what they were thinking.
I mean, if I could have got it for $10, I would have picked it up just to play with it a bit, knowing that I could resell it to someone or give it to my kid. You know, $10, I don't care. You know?
Sell it for 20 or 50 or whatever.
Yeah, just to play with it, because it looked cool, it looked interesting, but I know it doesn't have a permanent place in my collection anymore. You know, it would have at one time.
I mean, that warehouse sale was so bonkers. It was... The deluxe Siege Deluxes were $5. Siege Voyagers were $5. Siege Leaders were $5. There was no, the prices made zero sense.
So size doesn't dictate price.
Yeah. Well, that was definitely not an ouch my wallet.
Yeah, it was
no, you know, nothing was ouch my wallet for me. This was the. This was the shattered glass episode of Ouch My Wallet. This was Yay My Wallet. That's what this is. Nice. This was Yay. What a relief.
Nice. All right. So, Paul.
Walletgasm. Well, quick update. I just transformed this for the first time. This alt mode is bullshit.
That's bullshit. That's stupid.
That's
really stupid.
That's accurate, though.
for the listeners only, this is the deluxe Shockwave. I mean, this whole spider tank thing, that was a mistake for Shockwave. But what are you going to do?
A mistake. What is that? Transform into? Is he the H tank?
Like a hover tank.
Okay, hover tank.
Like no, he's like a different. It's like a almost like a hover tank or something. It's kind of cool.
Does it look like the Ruination bot?
He's one a of coffee those maker.
Transforms into a hover tank. Looks like kind of like a wedge.
Sort of. Yeah, it's a wedge tank. Okay. Let's go with wedge tank.
And no, Eddie, they are not available to get anymore. The $10 ones. That's long gone. We actually had a
snoozing.
A friend of ours at Big Ten Robot actually went down there and made a trip, but the Megas were long gone by the time he got there.
Yeah, he drove really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't do a group of toys like I did before, because I don't want to run out of stuff. But I got Studio Series Soundwave with laser balls on his arm there.
Like,
and
Laserbeak looks like a resin proto.
He actually has some articulation there. He can he hooks on to Soundwave's arm, and he can sort of go up and down. He does not transform at all.
But he doesn't turn into the Bumblebee, does he?
No.
So it's shit.
It's a piece of shit.
Fuck that toy.
I mean, I think this is awesome because Soundwave had a pretty good deluxe in Dark of the Moon, but it was also really hard to find because it was kind of one of those almost Japanese-only things.
That's how I got mine.
But it didn't really... Yeah, it didn't really look like he looks in the movie. He's kind of like stocky, kind of guerrilla army in the film, and this is a lot closer. Like, all these Studio Series toys look like they walked right off the movie, and this one is no exception.
Do you have the Human Alliance to compare it to? That's the one I still have.
I mean, not here. Okay. Not with me. I have the...
I didn't know if you knew in your head.
The movie The Best... Yeah, I had the movie The Best version, which was like maybe a year or two ago, and it's that same Human Alliance mold. I mean, I don't like the proportions on that one. That one's like too gorilla-like. This one is spot on. It's great.
It's probably
he's a little small. He's a small deluxe. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, because all the Studio Series stuff is kind of, it's more price point than size class. This is one of the smaller deluxes, but he's got a ton of silver paint on him, painted top to bottom, as you might say. I really recommend this one, and what's weird is that the single-packed cases of these toys made it to retail before the like assortment packs. That's why I only have Soundwave, because I got a case of Soundwave.
Eddie asks, makes a comment about the backpack on him. Looks like he does. Yeah, he's got a car hanging off of him. Yeah,
he's got the hood, like any Bumblebee toy from the movie. Okay, like what are you gonna do?
Typical Transformers fashion.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a goddamn Transformer. So
you know, one day
car Transformers that don't have a car hood or half a car hanging off the back. Like, they can do better.
Okay, sure,
but I don't think that's too bad. I mean, comparison to some.
No, it's not the worst.
It's not the worst. It's not the best. It's not the worst.
I mean, it looks about like maybe Barricade. The last Barricade toy from
It's better. It's actually not the deluxe version of this from Dark of the Moon did a better job at hiding the backpack than this guy. But this is a more accurate to the movie looking
that
guy.
One was black. At least the one I got was black. I don't know if they came out in other colors. I got rid of it.
Yeah, there was a silver one. He's like more like a regular like a athletic human.
Yeah,
looking. It does look cool. It just doesn't match accurate. What he looks like in the film.
You know, for anyone who has seen The Mandalorian, and I'm not going to spoil anything for you, they do make a reference to stormtroopers being bad at shooting, right? Like, they finally put that in Star Wars canon that there's two stormtroopers
five feet away
from a tin can, and they're shooting at it, and they can't hit the stupid can, right? And they're competing with each other. They're 5 feet away from the stupid can. So one day, one of us is going to grow up to make a Transformers movie, and someone's going to be like, it just looks like the car is hanging off your back. I mean, it's not really
I was wondering where you were going.
You basically just stood up.
Well, the Bumblebee movie kind of made Kibble a real thing when she's under the car, and it's like, hey, oh, there's the head. You know, that was if you take a stretch, it kind of was that. But I would like to see that, Rick. Like a real fan in joke like that. That would be great.
Yeah. I was waiting for a I don't think we pitched this to him, but I was waiting for a where'd the trailer go moment in Dark of the Moon.
It's over there.
We're Prime, yeah, Spike's like, Prime, where's your trailer?
What trailer? I never had a trailer. All right, so I think we're back to Lucas.
All right, so my other piece is somewhat pricey, not as expensive as a statue, but so I have several IDW artists that I follow and that I really enjoy their art, and so I enjoy collecting the original pieces that they drew for the comics. And so,
get deep.
Mr. Alex Milne, put up a few pieces from More Than Meets the Eye, and so I checked it out, and I was like, oh, you know, what has he got here? So the piece I got, and I don't know if we can show it off, but this is from More Than Meets the Eye 36, the page 22, and this is the one, the last appearance of Trailbreaker on there, if you can see, because he drank some Energon. You like read the thing and, you know, ended up, that was the end of him. So
Rip.
Well, he was called, was it Trail Finder or something at that point? Like they made an in joke trail about cutter. It. Like trail. He's trail like, cutter. Yeah, it's like, I think he's at Swerves and it's like, you should change your name to Trail Cutter. Cause that's more badass. And so from that comic on, he was Trail Cutter.
It's back when they used to drop the IDW comics in the toys too.
Yeah, that's cool. I have a Mill original as well. That's cool. I can't find it. I'd like to.
Yeah, I have a couple. I also want to give a shout out. Casey Collier put up some pieces recently too. So if you follow him on Twitter, he put a listing of all of his that he is currently putting up. So he has quite a few. I think he has a couple Lost Light number 20. And then I think he has some Optimus Prime ones as well. So yeah.
So do you have like a wall of art, or are you still working on building it, or do you just go in a drawer?
So I'm actually redoing it. I have not done it yet, but like where I'm putting my statues at, I'm actually taking down, I have some other wall art, like some like Pearl Jam like posters or something. And so I'm taking those off, and I got this huge commission that Andrew Griffith did of like this poster is massive. I guess I should have showed that off on the show, but I don't even know I could like hold it in frame because it's so big. It's like
the megalith one. Yes. Megalithograph or whatever.
Yeah, so he did this mega lithograph or whatever poster thing. And so I got that, and I got a poster frame for it, or a frame. And so I'm going to put that up, and then I have multiple other original art as well. So I'm going to kind of like put that on the outside of that.
I approve.
Nice.
I approve.
Very cool.
But I've not done it yet. It's in
process. Once you find a professional framer, man, that stuff gets expensive too.
Yeah, all the stuff that I've... I mean, luckily, most of the pictures are pretty standard sizes, so I have not really had to do it. But yeah, like one day, I'm sure I'll probably get all the stuff professionally framed. The biggest thing for me right now is just putting them into frames so that they're not, you know, destroyed or whatever.
Just so you know, if you're an anti-AFA person... That's what framing your art is. The same. Milne comes to C2E2 almost every year now, which is a Wizard World sort of thing in Chicago. And
yeah,
if he's there, and when I used to run a booth there, I would like be the first one there. Like I'd get it before it opened because I was already there, and I'd be like, "Hey, can you do me something, Starscream?" Yeah, it never disappointed. It was so cool to get like really cool unique pieces from him, so way to go on that.
Nice. Yeah, no, yeah, Alex is great, so that is a great piece. So
cool. All right, I think my next one, I don't think I talked about this on the show, I have had it for a little bit though, is Swindle from MMC. crap. I just blanked on his name. But the only thing I don't like about this figure is that the tolerances are too tight. You know, nobody wants a floppy figure, right? Especially something that's going to be part of a combiner. But the tolerances on this guy are insanely tight. Like, you're going to have to... I'm glad that my Spudger pack I bought from Amazon many years ago comes with a metal one. Like, because they're so tight. The transformation is great, but they're so tight in there that actually the underpiece of the hood has a pin in it. And when it's in one direction, one pin is used, and then you take it, like, you spin something around, it pins in the other way, and a different tab is used. But it was in there so tightly that it broke off trying to transform. And I was pushing on it the wrong direction. I mean, it's my fault, but everything on here is so tight, it was hard to tell. But it doesn't really affect anything, even though it broke off. I had to dig it out so that when you spun it around, it could still fit in. But other than that, I picked up this guy. You know, I think it's currently the best Bruticus coming out for third party. The sculpts are really quite accurate to the cartoon. The only thing it misses for that masterpiece feel is that, I mean, there's some paint on it. Like, you know, some of the purple's painted, whatever. But the figure's not painted, you know, top to bottom, Paul. It just has...
Does he have the arm cannon?
Yeah. I knocked it off as I was playing with it. He's got another weapon, too, that fell somewhere here in my carpet. I'll get that later, but...
Hashtag T2B.
T2B. I feel like that'd get co-opted really quickly for something else.
Probably. Probably already has.
But no, he's pretty great. The engineering is really fun, like most of MMC stuff is. And if you liked they're not Vortex, you'll like this guy the same way. And yes, Eddie, I'm definitely buying the whole combiner. The only thing that doesn't look good about all of them is their Onslaught looks pretty crappy. His robot mode, it's just, he's got this really long torso that just never ends. Because it's, I don't know, the engineering is still pretty awesome from what I've seen of it. But it just looks wonky in robot mode. But we, of course, know these things are going to get combined, and they're going to live in combined mode for the most part. But all the figures do look spot on.
I would love that Swindle. I love the purple hood.
Yeah.
You know, like that's so cartoony. Probably, like he would do good on his own.
I feel like Swindle is the most has the most character of them. He's the only one I can tell you anything about their character. Like, really, most of all the combiners, I think him and Silverbolt are the only thing I know, like, a personality trait about, you know.
First Aid doesn't like guns and fighting.
I'll take your word for it.
There was a whole episode about it.
I believe you. He has a great head sculpt, too. He's got this great smile. You know, he's trying to rope in somebody with some overpriced, stolen from Vietnam Transformer toys.
I've got some YJing toys for you right here.
He's trying to sell them for, you know, like a retail figure for $50. He's trying to sell it for $200 because it's a month early, you know. He's doing some stuff like that with that grin. It's even got blue hands. You need to buy it. You can just tell.
Some people get it for free.
But no, he's great. I'm looking forward to the combiner, even though Onslaught looks a little disappointing. But yeah, Blastoff looks great. Like, they all really look like their cartoon model. Whereas none of the rest of them do as a whole set. Onslaught's a little off, but it'll be all right. So, yeah.
All right.
Back to Rick. We can do about one more round.
I'm done. I'm done. Rick. I'm on East Coast time, so it's like night-night time for me.
Oh, man. I should have done those movie toys together then.
Well, what's your other one, Paul? We can do a quick last round here.
I came across the Voyager Megatron at a Walmart.
He's really shiny.
What do you think Walmarts. Yeah. He's painted just like Soundwave. I transformed him the other night. He's interesting. He's so different than the movie masterpiece toy. I don't really understand why these two lines are coexisting. It just doesn't make sense to me. But I guess it's like Siege and
cash grab.
Masterpiece.
Just cash grab.
The nostalgia for the movies is there now. It's a thing.
Well, check out this mace. Shit.
Woo!
The first movie was already, what, 13 years ago?
Wow. 12 and a half, but yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
God.
Head sculpt in this guy is really great. You know, they had some gimmies to, like, make the legs. Like, the wings come out of the legs, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But this is just... What I do like about these, even though I hate the movie designs, I love that they just said, like, well, yeah, we're going to make it work. We're going to turn that piece of garbage into an actual toy that works. And so they've 13 years later, they did it the way it was supposed to be done. I mean, they took the models. They've had all this time to kind of make new.
They don't have to base it off production art.
Engineering.
Correct. You know how long, like every meeting I was fighting for a leader class blackout.
Really?
While I was there, I'm like, we should make a leader class blackout. No, we need to make a leader class Ironhide.
Well, but they weren't doing retroactive figures very often, right? I mean, here and there.
Still.
Like, Blackout died, and Bone Crusher died, so those guys are gone.
Ironhide lived for a few movies, at least.
Anyways, I like the Studio Series line. I hate the movies, but...
Well, the only thing about that Megatron, he can't form the stupid hand clap cannon.
He can't. That's true.
So it fails.
Well, Lisa will never leave that Megatron, though, because of his calves. It's a Simpsons reference. He's got huge calves, that toy does.
He does. Yeah. He does. Right. Lucas, you got anything else?
No.
That was it.
That's it. I don't have anything else.
Lucas' wallet is spent.
Right, exactly.
I'll end us up then here with the last new thing I got, which is Studio Series Mixmaster. Came in from Hasbro Pulse. It is not bad. At first, I was mad at the at getting the truck mode pushed in together, and I realized I'd missed a flap somewhere or whatever it was, or a pin or something. I was like, oh, okay, and I did that, and then it went together fine. It's much easier than the Revenge of the Fallen one, and the Revenge of the Fallen line was great, but anytime I transform that toy, trying to figure out how the barrel fit together, like stuff has to go up and spin in non-intuitive ways to get that thing to work, and I never got the hang of it. This guy is much more straightforward. This is probably movie accurate. I don't know, but I don't like that. Like these pistons just hang, and then these things just hang. Nothing really like.
They made it work. Like, they had to make it work.
It feels like they should go somewhere and be like part of it, but they don't. They just float. You know.
Does it have the third transformation?
Yes.
It does. Wow. The
gun?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, like I know it has this, the truck, and I've seen something else where, you know, where the face comes out the back, but like the barrels are like staggered. The four parts are. There's like a part here and then another part here down at the bottom or something. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it has the combined mode, truck mode,
robot
mode.
It's like an attack mode or a defense mode or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes,
I've seen some pictures that might be what you're talking about, but it could also just be the combined mode. I'm not sure.
He's supposed to have like a big ass gun that comes out of his back, and
he
can shoot it. The old toy had it.
He does not have a gun. That was actually one of my complaints with the figure is there's no accessories. It's just him. And I understand them, as you're saying, the movie designs are kind of they are what they are. And I like that they're weird and oddball, but he has no hands. Like he's got his claws, which okay, that's fine, but you can still give a peg and give me a gun to throw in his hand or give another half of the hand or whatever, but it's not too bad. There is some parts forming. Be warned. The shell of the front of the truck comes off to reveal Devastator's smiling face. So that's fine. But there's a lot of paint on him in here on the face, which is nice. Like all the teeth are silver tipped. There's a bunch of little green dots, and you know there's red on it. So I feel that this has a good amount of paint. You know, for Studio Series line.
So. This came up on the Twitter machine the other day. I'm going to throw this out to the group here. Do you guys think there's going to be a Studio Series Skids and Mudflap?
I think there should be. I doubt there will be, but I think there should be.
Okay. Lucas?
I would think there will be eventually.
Yeah. Robert? No.
They want to forget that ever happened, is my opinion. I think...
No!
The Human Alliance figures are still good figures. Those characters are garbage. Yeah. But the Human Alliance figures are good. I mean, there's been plenty of other good characters that they still put out new figures for.
I'm still waiting for a better Wheelie, man. Wheelie was my favorite character in the whole movie franchise.
They're coming out with a Wheelie with Shockwave.
There is a Wheelie.
It's garbage.
It's just a quarter. It's a thing. It's a little tiny thing.
He, Paul has
it's a nickel.
He has it. It is complete garbage, so no. I don't think we'll get Skids and Mudflap unless...
No. Yeah, see, there you go.
I think if they did...
The face Joe, isn't Joe painted Pesci. Right.
The paint is pretty good. I mean, this is as good as it gets.
The face is supposed to be gray.
Oh, his eyes are red, I guess, is what I was excited about.
But, well, his eyes are red, yeah.
But I think that leaves us with three more pieces to build Devastator. I'm looking forward to putting that together. I hope it ends up awesome.
Who does Brains come with?
They both come with Shockwave.
They both come with Shockwave. Wow. Yeah. All right.
They're very small. I think these are... If those Unicron figures yes. are going to be like the same thing.
Yep.
These are some of the smallest Transformer-related things
I've figures. Seen.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means or why that, but that's what... They call them slugs.
It's typically referred to a figure that doesn't transform.
Okay. Yeah, they don't have anything.
Yeah, they don't transform. But the detail on them is extensive. So, I mean, shit, if you want them,
yeah.
get them.
I am a wheelie
Smoke
fan.
If you got them.
I got to hold the wheelie prop. That was a cool day for me.
That's cool.
The car, or do they have a robot too?
No, the remote control car.
So that's cool. What do you not like about the wheelie we have? Because we do have a wheelie that transforms, and is he just
too big? we had the legends class wheelie, which is garbage, and then we had the deluxe wheelie it's right here. Oh, look at this! Yeah. We had this wheelie.
I mean, he's way out of scale, but
this is just it's.
So you want a legends that isn't crap?
I want a Studio Series transforming wheelie. I like wheelie. He was the best character in the whole film for me. Has nothing to do with G1 wheelie. I mean, well what do you want me to say? Day Trader? I mean, Steve Buscemi, the Transformer.
I don't remember which one he's in. Doesn't he try to hump Megan Fox's leg or something? Is that wheelie?
Wheelie was in part 2, 3, and 5.
Okay.
Yeah, he skipped the fourth outing. What was that one? Age of Extinction. Yeah, he skipped that one.
I got one more thing to send us off. If you want,
go for it. Let's run it by real quick.
But I won't.
Then we'll put a pin in this. Oh, he's taking off the headset. He can't hear.
I need you to narrate this moment for me, somebody.
Paul reached under his desk and he put on a shining yellow and silver obelisk. It's a bumblebee helmet, and the eyes are lighting up blue while it makes terrible radio static noises. Because everyone looks.
Do you talk through the radio?
It's Bluetooth. He can't hear.
How come your Autobot symbol is not painted on your forehead?
Oh man! But you put that on, and you go hitting up the clubs. You're gonna be getting some digits.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's I'm Bumblebee's getting laid tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to see my stinger?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No, that helmet is way... If you can find that helmet at Burlington, totally worth the $10 to $20. Get it.
Nice.
It has Bluetooth on it, and you can listen to music.
I don't know about that, but I gotta... You know,
a wheelie or
please want a little squeaks action. You know,
woo, dude,
I got this for $5.
I feel like that squeaks helmet is like something that Peter would get and show off on his Infinity Closet. He's like, I checked the box.
Next,
there you go. Next,
don't judge me.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's gonna wrap us up. You know, this was Ouch My Wallet, you know, part of the TF Talk Network. Make sure to check us out on YouTube. We have a bunch of content. We get microcasters on Tuesday live on Facebook. Ouch My Wallet, obviously live here on Wednesdays. Cut the Tape, which is Rick's pre-recorded show, usually goes up on Fridays. And then, of course, our bread and butter is our TFLIP, TFYLP show on Sundays at 11 Central, noon Eastern.
Yeah, noon Eastern, yep.
Yep. You know, if you enjoy what we do, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/TFLP. Tiers start at $1. It really just helps to pay for server costs to host our podcasting. And
buy Sudafed.
All right. Going to stay away from that. I know where he's going. I live in Tennessee. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, any parting thoughts here? Or are we ready to get out?
One day we'll complete Devastator.
I think it'll happen probably by summer. Those figures aren't.
No, I think Studio Series will get canceled, and the last one will go to like Ross or like Kroger's, and it'll just be the biggest debacle in the whole world.
Oh, that'll be so good.
Oh my god!
I'm calling it now. They've been trolling us for a whole year and a half. They know that last figure's going to Kroger's.
They're going to do the same to Cyberverse. That last McAdams piece will come out.
That's right. That's right.
And instead, you'll have to buy the finished one at San Diego Comic Con at like
you got to buy MP. You got to buy MP44 plus 2 in order to get it.
All right. So with that, we're out. So thanks for joining us, guys, and we'll see you at the next show. Bye.
Oh, Bumblebee just made noise.